Unit 1. The Early Church, AD 30 to 500. Chapter 1. In the Fullness of Time. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. The Bible describes Christ's church as a building and as a household. All buildings have different components, including walls, a roof, and a foundation. If we are to learn about the history of Christ's church, we need to begin by looking at the foundation. The foundation, according to the Bible, is the apostles and prophets. But even more important than them is the cornerstone, our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2 says, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. Let's look at the cornerstone first. Our Lord Jesus, who he is, and what he did. Secondly, we must also look at the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Before we look at more of this glorious structure that is the church, we need to first look at the cornerstone and the foundation. Without the foundation, a structure cannot stand. Who Jesus is and what he came to do. The cornerstone of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the most important person in all of human history. There is good reason that calendars in the Western world have been divided between BC and AD. BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, Latin for in the year of our Lord. This division of history into two sections is a recognition of the lordship of Jesus Christ. To say that we are living in the year AD 2023, the date of this publication, is to say this: we are living in the year 2023, in which Jesus Christ continues to reign over all things. Of course, not everyone acknowledges that Jesus Christ is Lord over all things, but one day, they will. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. Why is Jesus so central to human history? Ever since Adam and Eve fell into sin in the Garden of Eden, the creation has been groaning for redemption. Mankind has experienced the terrible effects of sin. Sin has many destructive effects, but the final consequence of sin is death and eternal judgment. Even though mankind fell in the garden, the Lord God was merciful to make a promise that one day a Redeemer would come and destroy sin, Satan, and death. Genesis 3:15. The rest of the Old Testament contains promises, pictures, and prophecies about that coming Redeemer.